The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's qamiz shirt, the collar, neck opening, was at the chest position, totally in the middle, not towards the right, not towards the left, like nowadays people adopt fashion to have the opening on the side, this side or on the other side. But the sunnah of Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was this, that the collar neck opening of his qamiz was totally in the middle, at the center of the chest position. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's kurta, his qamiz, neck opening, the collar would remain open, unfastened. In other words, commonly from the top, the button, the fastener, would remain open from the top. And the blessed chest, the pure most holy chest, was clearly visible. The collar neck opening was open from the top, and the blessed chest of the Prophet ﷺ was clearly visible. And in this condition, in this way, he would pray salah. Not that for salah he would fasten it or close it. In this condition, he would pray salah. And this was the tariqah, the method of his sunnah. Hazrat Qurra bin Iyas stated that the Holy Prophet ﷺ, once I was present, I came into the service of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and I saw that the button loop of the collar opening, it was unfastened from the top. It's visible that the button loop, the fastener, was open. And he said that I put my hand through the collar of the Holy Prophet ﷺ's qamiz, and I touch the seal of prophethood as a benediction for divine blessings. Subhanallah. This is the Sahabi Hazrat Qurra bin Iyas. That Allah Ta'ala gave him this honor, great opportunity, that Allah Ta'ala enabled him, gave him the courage and the ability, that he touched the seal of prophethood of the Holy Prophet. That when he saw the collar opening unfastened, he couldn't bear it, and that he showed, demonstrated his extreme love and passion, that immediately he extended his hand and he put it through the collar opening of the qamiz, and he touched the seal of prophethood. The seal of prophethood, he touched it. So these are also the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet ﷺ's kurta, qamis, that from the top, the button, the fastener would remain open, and commonly, regularly, it would remain open, the button. And in salah or any other state, the Prophet ﷺ would pray salah in this state. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to us, with regards to his merciful Prophet ﷺ's every sunnah, may he give us the opportunity to learn every sunnah, and may Allah Ta'ala bestow us the opportunity to practice us, our children. May Allah Ta'ala make us ashiks and lovers of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. Ameen.